Hi, this is Melisha Griffin from Intimate Spaces Beyond the Blog. But you knew that already because you're listening to it. But what you didn't know is that I am also a published poet. If you go to Amazon.com right now, you can check out both my collections of poetry. The first one is The Second Decade, Tales of an Adult-like Woman, and the second one is Where is the Yellow Butterfly? So be sure to go and check them out. Bye! Hi! Welcome back to Intimate Spaces. I'm Alicia Griffin.
And I'm Devin Nance.
And we're here.
Yay!
Again, per the usual.
You know. As per usual.
We're usually always here. I don't know why we say that.
Well, we're here again.
But here we are.
Another day has come. Everyone wants to get here.
Another day.
We are once again here.
No day but today.
Oh, that's so cute. We'll talk about it off air. Anyway, what are we talking about today?
We are talking about the new year. As you all know, 2021 is coming to an end.
Which is wild because 2020 felt like yesterday.
No, but seriously.
Yeah, like dead ass.
This has been the fastest year of my life.
I'm telling y'all right now, we was locked down and I was stressed because it felt like time was moving slow, and then bam, 2022 said, hello, I'm over there, yonder, but I'm waiting, you can see me now.
And 2021 kind of sucked. Yeah. Not as much as 2020, because 2020 really sucked.
2020 was terrible, but 2021 was like,
ugh. 2021 was like its little sister that like hasn't quite made it to sucky levels yet, like the big sister.
I'm actually real scared for 2022 because 2019 it was carefree. We're like, ooh. And you didn't know what was right over the horizon, bitch. And then it was like, no.
Well, I'm hoping 2022 will be somewhat better. Well, seems like it gets better as time goes on.
Well, Omarion's dancing through the streets now, so you never know.
Did you just call it Omarion?
Yes, because Twitter has been calling it Omarion and it's rent-free in my head now. Especially in all them TikToks where people like, you just outside and then Omarion's dancing in the rain. Hey, it has Omicron, Omarion, whatever, okay? It's here. And it's contagious as fuck. All
right. Mm-hmm. I gotta get a booster. Y'all, okay, try to get, you know, I ain't gonna tell people if they should get vaccinated or not. That's not my business, but...
No. But...
I will say science is science. That's all I'm going to say.
Yes. That's all we're
going
to say.
And I'll leave that there. Leave that for y'all to decipher.
All right. And since that's all we're going to say.
Moving right along. So why are we talking about New Year's other than the fact that it's literally in 2 weeks? Well, not even two weeks.
Because like by the time they listen
like a
to
week
this.
In some days.
I was going to say, by the time
this episode comes out, it'll be like 6 days.
So we're basically less than a week away. 2022. What the fuck?
Which means you need to know, what are your New Year's resolutions?
You know, the usual, near the end of the year, set some goals.
For the new year. New year, new me!
I'm about to say new year, new shit. New opportunities. Is it the new you? It might not be. Fuck it.
New year, same me, but doing some shit that's not exactly the same as the last time.
Here's the thing. New year... new perspective.
There you go. That's a good one.
Because, you know, you have some goals that could be the same fucking you you were. But you're growing, okay? Mm-hmm. You're a plant. Mm-hmm. Metamorphosis, photosynthesis, all the things.
I'm weak.
Well, nigga, no? Okay, fine.
Yes. So, you know, people have, like, their generic New Year's resolutions, like, lose weight, stop smoking,
stop cussing, dry January.
Yeah, things like that. Eat healthier. You know, we all do them.
Exercise mode, all that. Now, that's not why we're here, though.
Yeah, no, we don't want to talk about those. Those are boring.
I mean, you know, those are the usual shit that you can do on your own. What we're going to talk about.
I'm not saying they're not important. But,
yeah, I mean, but that's like more personal shit for you. Go do that.
I mean, these are also personal, but like, this is the personal shit we like to talk about.
Well, personal related to the topics covered on this podcast.
Which we like to talk about sex.
And relationships.
And relationships and love. And intimacy. Aww. Okay? And so, just like any other aspect of your life, you probably have some resolutions for your love life.
Yes.
Your sex life, whatever you want to call it.
All of the things.
And so, we're here to share ours with you and some other people's, because they shared theirs with us.
Yay!
So, let's do that, shall we?
Yep.
So, we asked online, if you don't already, follow Intimate Spaces on Instagram at intimatespaces_. And on our story, we asked people what their love, sex, and relationship goals were.
Mm-hmm.
And they were nice enough to share them with us.
Yay, sharing is caring.
So, let's get into it. What are your love, sex, relationship, New Year's resolutions? Someone told us bad bitches only. To you, sir, I had to ask, do you deserve a bad bitch? Self-reflect, okay? This is a good time to do some self-reflection. Your New Year's resolution may need to be
edited.
Become worthy of a bad bitch. Alright?
That sounds subjective, but okay.
Someone was like, be a better listener and grow with my partner. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. We all strive to do such.
Communication is always important.
Yes. Listening actively is always important. You know, not as some of us are prone to do when we're mad, just using listening to get our points of attack.
So those were just some of the ones we got on Instagram. Then we also got some on Facebook. So, like, Intimate Spaces also has a Facebook account, so be sure to go and follow that page if you want to keep, stay updated with us.
Mm-hmm.
And so, let's see here. Let's pull up Facebook. There was one in particular. Let's see. So, this person said, for sex, do not allow my own limited and highly criticized perception of self to confine what I can and can't do, especially when I have a supportive and body positive partner lover. That really resonated with me as a big girl, because I was like, come on, like, this body can do all sorts of things. I don't, you know, if I believe it, I can achieve it.
All right, motivational poster. Good job. If I can believe it, I can achieve it. Okay, 10-year-old
child. If I believe my legs can go behind my neck, I'm gonna make it happen.
Until
will we have to go to the hospital? Maybe.
I'm about to say, until you get stuck maybe. Like that, and that's weird as fuck.
But you know what? 2022, hospital visits are okay. Believe in yourself.
Okay, so I'm gonna just step in here because I just feel like that's liable as fuck. So believe in yourself, but like know your limits, okay? I'm just realistic, everybody, realistic.
The limit does not exist.
It should, because how?
That's what they said in Mean Girls. Anyway, and that was the right answer. So, you know.
I'm gonna smack you with this box. Anyway, what else did they say?
So for love, someone said, heal before I speak, whether that is literally speaking or figuratively speaking over myself or a situation. Come on with it now. Come on. Preach. This is a preacher. This is a preacher right
here. I'm about to say, yeah.
Because if that ain't the truth, that is something I really need to work on.
Same. Because,
you know.
We gonna pray about it.
My emotions will speak things that I regret later on.
We gonna give it to the Lord.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, so. Those are just some things that people share with us on social media. Mm-hmm. Feel free to follow us on Facebook and Instagram and share more. We love to hear them. We love to hear about New Year's resolutions, especially as they relate to your sex and love life, because that's the shit we love.
Yes.
So, we're going to go a little into some more depth about our own personal goals for 2022, because of course we have them. And we brought a special person in. So we're going to let him introduce himself right now.
Hello. How you doing? Intimate Spaces. I want to introduce myself. My name is James Reed. I am a 2-not-1 father advocate for families. And I work with dads and stuff like that, helping them know their rights and educating them with their kids and children in court and stuff like that. So I am a father myself. I have 2 children, 2 girls, and I'm just working, man, just enjoying this time with my good old buddy Malisha and Devin. And we're getting into this intense conversation.
He sounded really professional, y'all, didn't he?
Yeah.
I'm about to say, wow.
We're not that professional here.
No.
We don't give a fuck.
Well,
this is the introduction, you know.
I'm about to say, yeah, we try real hard to get fucked with him.
No, sometimes we just don't.
Yeah.
Okay. But, yeah, so we're super excited. You didn't tell us your relationship status.
Oh, sorry. Relationship status, I'm single right now.
They already know our relationship. They know I'm single. I'm like always, pretty usual.
Oh my god.
Fucking depressing life.
bro.
I've been single since 2015.
Okay.
So, we're going on what? 2022 will make what? 7 years?
It'd be the summer that makes 7 years. Was it the summer or spring?
Summer.
Damn.
Seven years.
It doesn't seem like it's been 7 years.
Seven long, lonely years.
Nigga, get out.
So I own 17 sex toys. No, I'm just kidding.
This is where
the
we don't
spice
get
spice of life. Anyway.
She's back.
We all know that Devin is in a relationship, that bitch. But
I don't know why I have to be attacked because of that.
Good thing.
Goddamn.
Practically married. They've been together like 30 years.
We have not been together 30 years. We've been together for a long ass time, and I'm gonna leave it at that.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
How's that going?
It's going well.
Yeah, they've been together like 10 years.
Yeah. It's going well.
Marriage?
But yes.
Coming?
Fingers crossed. I ain't got shit to do with that at this point. Yeah. So that ain't on me.
Get him to listen to this episode.
Bob's in his spot. He's not gonna like that because a lot of people have been like, what the fuck are you doing? He's just like, all right, mind your business. So.
But we're gonna actually take a quick break, and when we get back, we'll kind of go into all of our resolutions. We have a game that we bought that we think that couples could use, and we're gonna play a couple of them. And that's gonna be what we do. So, yeah, but
stay
quick commercial
us.
Break first.
We'll be right.
We all know how that goes.
Yep.
All right.
Hey y'all, this is Devin Nance. You may know me as the co-host of Intimate Spaces Beyond the Blog, but I'm here to tell you all about my podcast, This Black Girl, a weekly podcast all about topics from the perspective of, you guessed it, this black girl. Like I said, join me on a weekly basis wherever you listen to podcasts, and let's just have a conversation. Let's talk about any and everything and its impact on me from the perspective of, one more time, This Black Girl. And don't forget to subscribe for weekly notifications about new episodes. Rate and review, leave a comment, leave your feedback. Love to hear from you. And let's just have some fun. So once again, tune in to This Black Girl, a weekly podcast all about topics from the perspective of this black girl. Trust me, she has a lot to say. Bye y'all.
And we're back.
Yes, we are. And like I said, we are here to talk about love, sex, and relationship resolutions for the new year.
Mm-hmm.
So let's get into it. Who wants to go first?
Get into it.
Me?
Yeah.
I ain't ready.
I'm about to say, since you like to get homework, go ahead.
Okay.
I'm weak.
So, okay. My love is a self-love resolution.
Which is adorable.
I want to spend more time loving on myself. But I'm going to take myself out. Okay. So, I'm always complaining about how I never have anyone to go with to do stuff. But, I need to just do stuff on my own.
Yeah.
So, that's kind of like my New Year's resolution. Love it on myself. Take myself on dates. I was like,
you knew it was gonna happen.
I did. I said it.
You said it.
We ordered pizza, and the pizza people just can't. Can you go get to the place? Like, they literally were like, I was like trying.
You were trying to wait.
Trying to wait.
And it didn't work.
Hey, how you going? So,
pizza audio.
Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays.
How many people in this apartment?
There we are.
Amen. Ooh, it's cold out there. That
draft.
I don't like that.
But yes, so I'm gonna. Yeah, we're gonna eat, but we're also gonna finish the show. So let's continue on. Let's continue on. Anyway, so yeah, I really want, like, when I think about, like, my New Year's resolution as far as love goes, it's gonna be just like taking myself out more and being more like, I like my own company.
Yeah. I mean, I can agree to that, you know. Being by yourself is the best way, you know. You can navigate how you want to. You can move how you want to. You don't got to worry about too much stress, arguing, fights, crazy stuff, you know. Kind of like you control your own destiny when you just self-loving yourself. I know one of my goals is, as far as love goes, you know what I'm saying? I like to just love people, love life, and just love just the fact that we, you know, wake it up and we breathe. You know what I mean? Just the mere fact that we're here, you know what I mean? That's the love that I like, you know, just loving the world, loving yourself. And that's, you know what I mean? Something you can't give the energy to certain people, you know what I mean? Love is real strong. It's a big word. I mean, they're dead serious when they used to say, love's a strong word, and don't play with that word. Don't say that. Yeah. I've been there, so I know how it is to be hurt, how it is to be loved, you know? You gotta do what you gotta do. Make sure you love yourself first.
That's real deep. It is. I was just saying. So I guess for me, my goals right now and just in the future are, because there's a lot of stuff going on in my life right now, good and bad. But just to, as far as my relationship goes, just to be able not to like worry about everything and like stress myself out, because I'm one of those people that has 17 different plans for different things. Oh, and I'd be like, worst possible case scenario, best possible case scenario, everything in the middle. And I've definitely, you know, times in my life where I've been like stepped out on faith and just kind of let it go and not worried about it, and everything kind of fell into place.
Yeah.
But, you know, you don't realize it until, like, a few years later that it's, like, you know, because hindsight's 20/20, that, like, what you went through is just what you needed to go through to, like, help you grow. So, just basically trusting and, like, if I'm worried about something, just putting it out on faith and knowing that things are going to fall as they fall. And that's being confident on that. Yeah, so just definitely working towards that.
A lot of people have a hard time, like, not getting over the fact that we don't control most of what happens to us.
Exactly.
Like, a lot of it is gonna happen. It's the only thing you really control is how you react to it.
Yeah.
So
you control how you react to it, and then just, I mean, relationship wise, you know, I have a plan, and he has a plan, and those plans come together.
Yeah.
Is my
goal. What are some of your sexual goals?
Not you. I'm weak.
So I'm gonna steal the one from Facebook. I already said that. I'm gonna steal the one from Facebook because I really think that's important. Like, to be really like someone who is heavier set, right? And so we think about like society. What does society say about bigger people? They like they limit us. They limit our ability to do things.
It's all negative.
And so. Like, okay, for example, like, now I'm kind of, like, talking to someone. I'm not going to say their name. I'm going to leave it alone. And...
Gotta keep it private.
But it's, like, we'll be talking, and... Okay, for example, the other day, he was, like, I've been eating, like, shit because of the holidays. And I was, like, you have a really nice body, so it's, like, okay if you do that. And he was, like, you have a nice body, too. And I was, like... I guess, like, accepting the fact that, like, someone appreciates the way that I look, and, like, and not to be, like, well, no, I don't, because I'm fat, but, like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Learning, like, to, like, you only get one body.
Yeah.
And, like, you should love your body no matter what stage it's in, basically.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying, self-love, love, and everything.
And then, like, I always, like, the motto for Intimate Spaces really is that, like, everybody deserves pleasure. Like, no matter what kind of body you're in, you deserve to feel pleasure and to feel good.
Right.
And so, just, like, self-reflecting and, like, that includes myself.
Yeah.
So.
Fair.
Yeah. But that can be hard. That can be hard because society tells you like that you're supposed to, that I should, you know, you should, I should feel bad about the way that I look. But I don't know. It's just like it's hard. Yeah. But yeah. 2022, I'm not gonna let that happen. Fuck y'all. Shit. Right. I mean, fuck it and hey. Shit.
I think for me, just like sex goals would be to just keep trying to own my own sexy, and that's coming from somebody who, like, I'm always on social media because I work, like, my job is that too. So it's very hard for me to be like, oh, when my partner's like, oh, I think you're sexy, and then in my head there's like 1,000 negations of like, no, I'm not, because I don't have this, I don't have that, I'm not shaped like that, da da da. And it's like, why do you do that? Like, he thinks you're sexy, and that's all that matters. You think you're sexy, that's all that matters. Like, there should be nothing else. So being able to more, kind of more embrace that side of me, and explore that, and have fun, let her out, and let her have fun too.
Yeah. Some of my sexual goals is to be more intentional with it, like not just, you know, fucking everybody. Nah, I mean, like, I haven't done that, but I've noticed, like, you know, the pattern, you know, like, you know, you single, you ain't hurt nobody, and then, like, you know, the other person, they on the same page. It ain't like you doing nothing wrong, but it's like, at the end of the day, it's like pointless. You know what I mean? You think about, like, okay, we fuck, we slaying her, like, well, okay, what are we doing? And then, like, it's even worse when that person gets feelings and other people get all emotional. It's just like, it's too much, and that it brings other shit that you shouldn't even. So being more intentional with it is like, you know, aiming to like give that person a different kind of energy, not just aim for that sexual drive or sexual pleasure or whatever, you know, be more real with that person and know like, okay, I got a goal in mind, like this is what we gonna do, this is what we gonna, you know, if we gonna fuck with each other, we gonna fuck with each other, and that's it, like nobody else, no secrets, no lies, no nothing. And just like keeping it like that keeps a lot of shit away from other shit. So
I guess that goes into like relationship goals, which, you know, Devin kind of already talked about hers, but as far as my, that's a, one of my relationship goals, to be more intentional about my relationships. I feel like I fall into relationships. I just I just end up in these situationships. They don't even be like real, like official relationships. They'd be like, we kind of ended up here and that's what it is. And I hate that. I feel like it, there was like, well, like we didn't think about this, and now I'm wondering why this shit's not working out, because shit was never meant to be to begin with. So how do we end up here? So just, I want to be more intentional about my relationships and choosing who I like devote time and energy to.
Gotta be that way, you know.
I mean, because if you like, you think about it, relationships, like all relationships, whether they're platonic, romantic, whatever, take energy, they take time, they take intention, time. You know, like you have to be intentional about all of these things. So like, no matter what relationship you're in, you're sharing your energy with another person, whether that person is like, you know, platonic relationship, familiar relationships, any relationship, like you're sharing energy with someone. So it can be real hard in those situations to be connected to someone, and then like you're connecting with this person, it comes off very positive, like, you know, you like each other, but there hasn't really been a discussion of like expectations, and then it just turns into something else, and then you're like, I really like you, but I'm feeling some weird vibes, what's up, what's up, what's up, and then that person's like, not really sure, and it's like, what the fuck is this? I mean, I've been in a 10-year relationship, but like, like I, before that, there have been a few instances where it was just like, I really like you, and they're like, nope, and it's like, all right, I would just take my little emotional baggage, because now it's all sad, and just roll away. Now I'm depressed. So,
yeah, you're right though. That's it thing. Really does go beyond like romantic relationships. Some relationships in general, friendships,
whatever.
All of them, they take so much energy. Like I think about 2021, we already know. Like we've lost friends. Like
we have. It is so
like,
wild.
It's just like some people just don't deserve your energy, no matter how you're giving it. Like
you know who's there for you.
Right, and you do. But then also the craziest part, because we've talked about this in relationships, when it's like when you have like some type of relationship with someone and you bring them around to your friends, and then you become a group, and then it's weird as hell.
Yeah.
Because like
different energy, different,
energies and shit start happening. And then if like one person is no longer in the group, whether romantic or platonic, it's like, this is weird as fuck. Because like I devoted energy to this person as a platonic friend, and now it's like, all right. So yeah, it's just super weird, because we've had that conversation. Yeah. And it's just like, you know, there have been situations where it's like, I bought this nigga a gift. I want it back. And it's like, well, no. So, like, we bonded. Rude. So.
Intentions.
It seems like intentions is like the most important thing that we're talking about. Man. Like, be intentions
is buzzword.
Life is short, and you don't want to waste your time with anybody, man. You want to be sure that they check all your boxes emotionally, physically, mentally.
All of it.
You know, and it's spiritual, you know, whatever. Yeah. If that's your way of doing things, it's just.
Yeah. And I mean, in the same vein, like, relationships take work.
Yeah, and time, like you said,
and time. Like, it's not
and
just.
That's the part a lot of us skip time, you know. People want to just get to the climax. No, you got to really get to know this person. Like, it's this serious. Like,
well, and real. Then even with, like, time and work, like, life is still happening.
Yeah, life is still
within these
happening.
Relationships. Like, you know, everything ain't going to always be fucking trip to Candyland.
Nah.
You know?
Nah.
We got to go to work.
You got to go to work. People get stressed. Like, people get stressed. Like, you know, life still hit. Platonic, romantic. Like, y'all going to have some bumpy ass times. And it's like, do I want to be...
And I think that's the part that, like a lot of us, like...
Don't think about
miss, like, the part where when it gets hard, like, you know, continue to work it out and keep going.
Yeah.
Because I was in a situation and, like, it seemed like when it got hard, it was like, that's when they wanted to leave and break up or do stuff or stage situations and get you into it when that's when you need to be the strongest, you know?
Yeah.
It's crazy, you know, especially when kids is involved, too. Like,
Yeah.
So relationships, being intentional is definitely
2022. Be intentional.
Be intentional.
Are y'all listening?
Be intentional with your effort. Be intentional with your time. Be intentional with all of that, and understand that relationships are dynamic. You know, they gonna grow. They gonna, you
break.
Know,
they gonna
undulate. They gonna stretch.
Fly.
You know,
they gonna do it all. Like.
So I think part of being intentional is like really getting deep down into the trenches. Going deep with people. So, like, you gotta get to know people. So, that's where we're gonna play this game.
Yeah.
Like, so we only put out, it's like a million fucking cards in this game, okay? And I bought it from, like, Walmart or Target or something. I don't even
know. I'm about to say, so on its face, if you're interested after we, you know, read these questions, the game's called Let's Get Deep.
Yes.
And it says questions for couples. But we decided that we're just gonna do this shit.
Yes. But obviously, couples should play this game.
Couples should play it. This would be a fun game. I feel like for like friends who have been friends for like a long ass time, like this would be a deep ass game to play.
I thought the same thing. I was telling Amber about it.
Really?
And shout out to Amber and Jerome who couldn't be here.
I know.
But yeah, I was talking to them about it and I was like, we should play this game because we've been friends for like 50 years.
I'm saying we should play this game.
No, seriously. Like, y'all are my two oldest friends.
I'm saying, we should play this game. We should have some wine. And we should really just break some boundaries.
It's gonna get real.
I'm gonna probably cry.
Right. I'll be like, ah.
I love you so much.
I love you too, man. All right.
I mean, niggas already think we have a weird-ass, quasi-lesbian relationship. But it's fine.
This is my girlfriend, everybody. Devin, my girlfriend. I'm Mrs. Nance.
Get the fuck out. Malisha's my girlfriend, y'all. She be put her hand on my thigh.
Oh my god.
Sorry.
Hey, yo, Devin spent $200 in lingerie on me one time.
Oh, we said it out loud. Man. Oh, God, we said it out loud. Well,
I was like, I'm her bitch.
That's right. She's my unofficial date for family and functions. She knows what's up.
I was like, that's that on that.
What you gonna say to buy
then
me?
She did that, I was like, we go together now.
Bitch, bring me flowers.
Right.
All right, so here's the first question. What is a non-negotiable for you in a relationship? Like,
something they do or just anything?
Like, what is something that, like, this is unacceptable? I would never, ever deal with this in a relationship.
Just lying about stuff that just don't need to be like, I don't see anything for it, because that just opens so many other doors. Like, okay, you lying. Why are you lying? Who are you trying to protect? What the fuck's going on? So,
like, this went down the path.
It's like
God
layers
damn.
To that
yeah,
shit.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
that's
yeah,
why
yeah.
you don't lie. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. that's why it's man. It's just deep. Like, it's just layers. It's layers to this shit.
I feel that though. I don't like
I feel that thing. Yeah. I feel like when I, like, can no longer trust you, like,
yeah.
when the trust goes completely away.
Yeah.
And like, my non-negotiables have evolved. Like, motherfucker. Okay? But there are still those hard ones that are like, you know, I don't like to be lied to.
Yeah.
Because it's like, if we're doing this thing, you shouldn't have to lie to me. Like, I'm your person. You shouldn't have to lie to me.
Yeah. I do
it makes
feel
you look
lot.
At somebody different, too.
Like, it does. And communication is a big thing for me because I am a talker. Like, I will tell you all about my feelings.
Yeah.
That is mine.
What? Communication?
My biggest non-negotiable is someone who is emotionally unavailable.
Yes. Because you are an emotional ass person.
I cannot deal with someone.
You are very emotional.
So, like, I want to cry every day. Okay, I set aside time to cry.
Here's the thing. And this
so
is
if you tell me, like, you're emotionally stunning, I'm just not emotionally there,
no.
I'm emotionally unavailable, I can't give you emotionally what you need, then get the fuck away from me.
But, like, you need to be a friend with her about that, because being her friend, as long as I have, like, you need to be prepared to have an emotional-ass conversation at least once a day, like, maybe more than that.
I need to know how you feel. You need to know how you feel. If you don't know how you feel, if you're not, if like, and that's the thing with a lot of men.
Yes.
That's okay.
That okay.
But when a lot of men are not in tune with their emotions. Okay, it's like at some point someone told them being emotional was not okay.
I'm about to say because society has set them up that way.
Yes, and it's unfortunate because it's like here I am trying to get you to express to me what is it that you're feeling and you can't. That is a turnoff for me. I no longer want to be involved with you.
Then you got the other side where, like, there's some females that look down on that. Like, when a man is emotional, they don't even make him feel like he can express that. Because,
that ain't
me. That nigga soft. That nigga pump.
That ain't me. I love that shit. Cry in front of me. I won't
cry. Yeah. If you gotta cry, I want to know.
Right. Cry in front of me. I love that shit.
I want to know.
I love that shit. Feel vulnerable. Share all your feelings.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't.
Crying is a little dramatic, but, like, share your feelings. If you can be vulnerable with me, that's like the most, that's the best feeling for me.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's like you, but no, you know, you told me about your childhood trauma, you're vulnerable.
And then the thing that adds to that is that somebody can take your emotional side, whatever you explain to them, broke it down to them, you know, tell them about yourself, and they actually cater to that, you know what I mean? And they pay attention to that, and
that's
like,
the
don't,
whole point.
Don't trigger you, don't do shit.
Yeah.
Like, they know, and they bring it up and kind of like remind you, like, you know what I'm saying, that they're gonna like nurture that part of your life, because it could be, you know, something that you went through that is really bad and like that hurts and it affects your relationship. So if you have somebody that can take care of that emotional part of you and like really pay attention and respect that, like that's how you know you found somebody.
But I hate that's like my biggest thing. It's like, it's the one thing that will have me like cut somebody off quick. I don't want to go 100% with somebody and like be completely vulerable with them, and I'm not getting anything.
And they only give me 50%.
I can't do it. I'm like, I feel like I'm out here unprotected, and I don't like that. Because it's like, at least if we're vulnerable together, like, I feel like we both have something to lose. We both have a sense of like, I got you and you got me. But when I'm out here by myself, I don't want to be out here. I could be out here by myself.
There.
So, like, I don't need you. I don't need you.
I mean, I feel you. Because it's like, here's the thing. It's the Malicia cheat code. Like, you got to be emotionally available enough to, you know, process her emotions and, like, let her be emotional. But you also have to be emotionally available enough for yourself to be like, look, I understand that today's been an emotional-ass day, but it's also been an emotional-ass day for me. Can we revisit? Because I can't take my and your emotions. Send help. Yes. We both gonna be crying to this bitch.
So sometimes, and I'm good with a good cry fest. If we want us both of us sit on the couch and just hold each other and cry, I'm, like, with that shit.
Yeah.
Like, anybody that knows me, like she said, I'm just, like, a very emotional person.
You are.
I'm very, like...
Yeah.
Last year... My New Year's resolutions were, I had, like, a really, like, I was really fixated on, like, expression and gratitude. So I was, like, and it was because 2020 made me realize that, like, I don't express, like, being grateful for the things that I have.
Yeah.
And I, like, 2020 took a lot of shit away.
Yeah.
So gratitude was really important to me. But then also, like, expression was really important to me.
Mm-hmm.
Where I was, like, we spend so much time trying to, like, mask our feelings. Like, this is not an appropriate space to feel this emotion. Or, if you feel happy, like, you want to feel it to a certain degree because then you don't want to become loud and obnoxious. And I was just fuck all that. I hate that. So I, like, 2021 was, like, my year where I was, like, I'm going to feel everything 100%.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, if I'm sad, I'm 100% sad. If I'm angry, I'm 100% angry. And whatever that looks like and feels like, I'm going to be that in the moment. Yeah. And I'm not going to apologize for it. Like, oh, it's not appropriate that you're crying at work. Well, something happened that made, that brought that emotion out of me, and I'm going to feel that fully and live that human experience. I'm not sorry about that. But with that being said, anybody who's, like, been involved with me knows that, like, my emotions are very, like, intense.
Very.
Yeah.
So, like, when I'm happy, I'm, like, really happy. Like,
they're very intense and they're very deep. Yeah, they run very deep.
I think that's like, because I'm the same way.
Yeah, like, I'm going to feel it. I'm going to really feel it. And I'm probably going to feel it for a long time. Mm-hmm. So.
I'm about to say, I'm the opposite. Like, I'm going to get in my feelings, but I have to get it out. And then that shit's going to burn the fuck out. And then I'm done. Yeah. And that fire sign in my dumb ass. And I understand that. Because I'd be like, I'm a Leo.
Okay.
Yeah, so I burn real quick. Like, if I get pissed, I'm pissed.
Yeah.
And then it goes away.
Yeah.
That's that ruthless shit I don't like.
That's,
but it is what it is.
Uh-huh.
Like, I had wrote about relationships and shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, safe space.
Okay. I want to share something, you know, that I had kind of ran by, like, my ex-girlfriend's mom. And he was kind of talking, and I was kind of, like, expressing my feelings about her. You know, we had our loves and downs, our relationship. But I wrote, the devil knows what we like. You know what I'm saying? Compatibility can be a trap. The enemy can send us pain, give wrapped as a preference. You think about that? Let's think about that, like, pain can be wrapped in a present.
Hmm.
Yeah. Shit, I'm gonna keep going. Compatibility is a season base. It's possible to be compatible with the season of struggle, but not the season of success. Some people can only handle someone else's rock bottom, but can't handle their upper success. You know what I'm saying? So ask yourself, are we really compatible, or do we just share similar dysfunctions? We are, you know what I'm saying? We are like two people, both broken. Like, just imagine two people, both broken in the same area. We both wounded over the same things. We had the same feelings over the same wounds. So we end up sharing a heart. So what happens when one of us heals and the other one doesn't? You know what I'm saying? We both fucked up, you feel me? Just because you heal don't mean the other person heal. And just because you heal don't mean you can make someone else heal. So when one of us heal and the other one don't, it removes what we had in common. What we had in common is the hurt. So we have to live a whole and secure life and not feel guilty. The one of us is crawling and the one of us is flying high. Compatibility is dead. It's like suitability. We gotta just ask ourselves, does this person suit my assignment well? Or do they complement what God had us doing on the earth while we was here in time? When a man and a woman has found that, it's a blessing. So when I also said when God gives a blessing, you shouldn't have to exchange mental health as a payment to keep it. As the present moment, I'm exhausted because we just breastfeeding toxic. You know what I'm saying? In order to maintain an image of being happy, that's basically what we was doing in a relationship. We just kind of like acting like we was happy, but it was just toxic. You know what I'm saying? But we had to make it look good. And then that's what I was saying. At the present moment, I'm exhausted because we've been in breastfeeding toxicity in order to maintain it to be happy over the very thing we both told everybody was a blessing. So I told him, just send it to him and say what I say. But yeah, basically I was just going in detail on how, like, you know, we was just living a toxic life. It was just like trying to maintain some shit that wasn't really real. So I was like, man. And like, a lot of us are blind to that shit. You know what I'm saying? In relationships, and we continue to keep going and not realizing shit ain't good for us, you know what I mean? But we just deal with it because it feels good at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, this is one thing I kind of went into detail. My bad, I didn't mean to get out.
No, that made me think of a trauma bonding.
I was about to say,
yeah,
no.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, no, think about, but you know, not to get all like analytical or whatever, but you know, we just think about the ways in which, like, a lot of my past relationships were trauma bonds. They weren't real, like, relationships. It was just both of us.
And it's hard to really see some
negative shit going on, and we made each other feel better in the moment about it.
Damn. All right. I feel like we should move on to the next motherfucking question, because goddamn. About to start crying.
This is the next one.
About to say you moved it.
Do you believe in second chances? Why or why not? I'm going to say yes. Here's why. Not because I want to like reinvent the wheel, not because I'm like still stuck on people, but just because I don't believe in like absolutes. I've always been that way. I don't believe that like everything is absolutely yes, absolutely no. I don't believe in that. Like it's absolutely over between us or it's absolutely not. I don't believe in that. I believe that like right now this shit ain't it, and I don't see it ever being it, but it's not impossible.
Right,
like you may, something may happen to you, some miraculous thing, and that was fate bringing us back around here to this moment where we should be, and that's what, and we're supposed to be here and having this second chance, a second go at it. So I believe in second chances because I don't believe in absolutes. So I just don't want, you know, everything is possible.
You talk about it as far as like a relationship, it depends on the nature of the situation. Like it's just, I guess it's a case by case situation. I don't really feel like it. I feel like an ex is ex for a reason sometimes, you know, like depending on what y'all went through, you know what I mean? Like I can only base on my situation. I don't know, but
sorry.
Yeah, depending on, like, you know, yeah, it's all good. Like, depending on the nature of the relationship, that's all I can say, because it's like it's different for everybody. But if I spoke on how I feel about that question, I'd just be like, nah, there ain't no going back, man. It is what it is. Like, we did it, it's done. You had an opportunity. You know what I mean? You had that chance. You had the, why you need another one? You know what I'm saying? You
was, I guess, there, I just think about there. People grow, like.
Yeah, yeah, I get that. Yeah, yeah, change, growing change. But but if you done hurt somebody or whatever reason y'all end up not being together, whatever, sometimes it's hard to get over it.
Yeah,
you know
what I mean?
You don't want to revisit. You don't want to feel that wound again. You don't want to feel it hurt. You don't want, it's kind of like, you don't want to change it sometimes.
I feel like mine's evolved. Because I used to believe in absolutes. And then it changed. And I'm kind of in the same vein as you. And it's like, for me, it's like I'm not a perfect person. You know what I'm saying? But I feel like I'm aware of the choices that I make. And, you know, like, I do believe in second chances, but it is case specific and, like, just kind of thinking about all the factors and, you know, stuff like that. That's like, if it's like a life or death situation and it's like, you squeaked out of this barely alive, then absolutely not. Because what the fuck is this? But, like, you know, when I was little, I always thought like stuff was black and white. If this equals, you know, if this happens and this happens plus this equals this, but it's like life is not an absolute. You know, you always hear those kind of things, kind of like what you were talking about. Like, we don't have absolute control over anything, and it's like, you know, one decision, one thing you didn't do, one thing you did do could totally change your life's trajectory. How am I to know, like, you know, you're constantly trying to make a choice because you can't go back in time, and it's like, you know, maybe I'm supposed to give this person a second chance. I don't know.
Yeah, like, that's what I'm saying. Like,
you know, but maybe I'm not.
If going back can harm your future, then no. But,
yeah.
I mean, if going back can help, you know, yeah.
But it's like, ain't nobody psychic.
Yeah, you don't know.
You know, you don't know what, you know, cause or effect this is going to have if I do X, Y, and Z.
I think of it as like, okay, there's like, okay, I'm going to use an image. Imagine there's like a very large table.
Okay.
And you're sitting at the edge of the table.
Yes.
Okay. And there's all these items on the table. In my mind, I'm like, nothing is off the table. Some shit is just really far away.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay, that makes sense.
So like, these things up here are the things that I want to happen.
Yeah.
But nothing is off the table.
Right.
So, like, even though that shit is way, way back there, and I feel like it's probably not going to happen, it's not off the table. It
so
can definitely
a hopeless
happen.
Romantic, pretty much.
I just believe that anything is possible.
I got you.
I don't say nothing is impossible.
Okay. Fair.
Yeah,
so, I mean,
it's all on the table.
That's you.
It's just, you know, ordered in different ways.
Life too short. Keep giving.
And then at some point, the waiter comes out and takes that thing that's way, way, way down there and puts it right in front of me. And I'm like, well, damn, what am I supposed to do? Eat it, I guess.
Okay. Or that.
Okay.
Sure.
Interesting. I like that.
I don't know how to say anything else after that. I don't.
Yeah.
My brain.
I just believe in taking
second chances is here and there, man.
you broke it. I'm upset. Depends.
Like another thing you could do with second chance, you know, you can set boundaries. And,
that do.
Yeah.
I mean, I would never go into a second situation without like the lessons learned from the first time.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Setting boundaries, having a discussion, saying, okay, this is what. No.
This, what happened the last time, can't happen again.
Mm, right.
Yeah. Or not let them get that close to you.
Deadlines.
All right. No, I'm just kidding. Question number three.
Which is?
Have you changed over the past year and how?
Yes.
I kind of already talked about that, about my New Year's kind of like mantras being gratitude and expression. Mm-hmm. And that really kind of changed just the way that I've like experienced life.
Yeah.
Like I was telling my friend, damn, I almost said his name. No, we were talking, right? And I was like, I used to be really embarrassed about being emotional. Mm-hmm. And now I just kind of like let it be. So I went to Iceland in May. Mm-hmm. And fucking phenomenal. Everybody should go to Iceland. Mm-hmm. But like, I was never like a nature person. Like, it was not like my. But. Mm-hmm. I hiked between like two tectonic plates. I got to go behind a waterfall. Mm. Like I saw a geyser. I got to see the Golden Circle.
You was outside. Huh? I said you were outside.
I was outside. Okay. And I was telling him like hiking has now become like a new like hobby of mine. Like I like to hike now. Mm-hmm. And I like cried 3 times on this trip. Just like at the beauty, like I was like, in my mind, I was like, people were like, why are you crying? I was like, because it's just so amazing that God created this planet.
Yeah.
Like.
And all its parts and pieces.
He loved us so much that he gave us this to see and witness. Yeah, yeah. And like, I like broke down crying, like in the middle of this trip. Like, and people were like, wow. Like, she's really just
even,
like.
That's a blessing to even see something like that, because a lot of people.
Yeah, I know, and I was I'm just not like. Maybe one day, but I was just like,
you never know,
you know. But I was like, you know, I would have felt embarrassed crying like that about some shit like that, and I was just like, but I mean, this past year has really just like, I just really like accept whatever emotion I'm like feeling at the time, and it was just like. That was like one of the perfect examples where I was just like sitting behind a fucking waterfall crying in Indian style.
All the water everywhere. Water out your eyes, a water falling from the sky, send help.
It was great.
I think for me, I am, and this is ongoing because Jesus, but I feel like I have gotten better at setting my own boundaries, if that makes sense. Because I always feel like in any relationship, like if I am close to someone, like it's really hard for me to tell them no, whatever it is. Even if I'm like super fucking tired or like just not feeling it, and being way more aware of my mood. So like, okay, today's a weird ass mood. I don't know why I feel this way, but I don't want to be around people. I've peopled enough, and just being able to express that. Because usually my go-to is not really to talk about anything that's going on with me, and just kind of hold it in. And then disappear and then come back like, all right, cool. I don't know why, but that's usually just how that goes. And I'm trying to be a little more intentional about like talking about this is why I'm feeling this way and not really being a little more unapologetic about it. Like, I don't really know what this mood is. I don't mean to be like this, but this is where X, Y, and Z is coming from. I need you to give me a little grace while I figure this out. And being a little more verbal. That's a good about
word
that. Right there.
I love that word, grace.
Like, and being a little more verbal about that, but also being able to just be like, do things that I enjoy, you know? And not feel bad about doing things that I enjoy with people that I enjoy being around. And being unapologetic about being around people that I genuinely enjoy being around. I chose to have those people in my life. I want those people to continue being in my life because I enjoy having them around.
I think mine would be making better choices that impact my future and my situation rather than go off feelings and emotions or base everything on like instant gratification and satisfaction for that right moment at that point, you know what I mean? Instead of like trying to jump the gun, you know, being more patient and taking things step at a time and understanding like it's gonna take some time and not really rush it and not really worry about certain things that shouldn't be worried about, like, you know, like, for example, no offense, females, like, like, dead
we're gonna
weight.
We're gonna say women.
The dead weight.
Say women.
Women. So it's like you know, cutting that dead weight. You know, anything that's not good for you, don't fuck with it. And that's what I live by. Man. Like, if it ain't have, it don't really come back in my circle as far as my kids and shit, and impact my life, benefit me in any type of way. I don't give a fuck what it is. I don't give a fuck if it's best friend. I don't care who. You know what I mean? Because you know I live by this little thing called, you know, being, you know, one to a box. You know, when we out of here, we going one to a box. We came out one pussy hole, nigga. We going one to a box. So at the end of the day, we in this shit alone, you know, regardless. You know what I mean? So live alone, we die alone. And it's like, I can give a fuck about, you know, people around you if they ain't good for you. You know what I mean? If you're going to elevate me, you're going to be positive in my life, then yeah, we can do this. You know what I mean? Because that's what I'm on, trying to be more positive. And, cutting all that negative out. I don't care what it is, who it is. Yeah. And you got to stand on that. You know what I mean? Not let nobody motherfucker infiltrate your circle. And mess up what you got going on. Because it can easily happen. People can come in your life and be the sweetest people, but destroy the shit out your life. And you be like, what the fuck? And how did you let that happen? You know what I'm saying?
But yeah.
It does happen. So that's what I'm, you know, working on.
That's wild.
Not allowing that shit to happen. You know what I mean?
All right. Are you ready for the next question?
Yes.
During conflict, do you prefer to talk things out right away? And do you prefer to take time to calm down? I am a combative motherfucker.
I'm about to say, you okay? Fight the fuck.
Listen.
Ching, ching, ching.
This is, I am like, click, clink, bang. Like, like, if I'm angry, right now. No, don't you walk away from me. Bitch, I want to talk about it right now.
Yeah. You gotta be like that.
But
there's some people who run us, man.
That this is something that I'm having to learn. So like, hopefully 2022 will bring this this new skill to me, which is to give people grace. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, because, you need to do that. But I'm just kidding.
Because I will be quick with it. I'm like, bang bang, shoot them up. I'm ready to go. Do you want to fight? Like,
that is her mom.
When I get into conflict with people, I was like, what do we got to do to fix the conflict right now? I want to fix it right now in this very moment. No, I don't want to go take a break. Nah. I don't want to go take a breather.
I don't want you talking. I don't want to get other ideas in your head to try.
Right.
To
I don't want you. Like, you want to go. You want to go outside and take a smoke break and breathe it out. And I'm out there with you with the cigarette. Like, what's up? No, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
But I gotta realize that that's the way that other people work sometimes.
Yeah, and that was my issue too.
Like, because some people will say and do things that they'll regret, which is why they're trying to get out of the space. Mm-hmm. And they're trying to defuse the situation.
I don't really like
where I like to. I want to light that bitch up, catch it on fire.
I don't like the silence of like not knowing what that other person is like registering in their head. I'm one of them thinkers. I'm an overthinker, so I might just sit there and be like, man, you know. I just think all types of scenarios and probably fuck around, drive myself crazy in some things. So that's one thing I gotta work on. But when it comes to conflicts, I'd rather get it over with and right then and there and handle it. Or we can take some time, but at the end of the day, I still wanna work it out. Like, whatever the situation is, let's talk about it. I don't wanna throw it under the rug, none of that shit. Like, that don't do nothing but hold on to old shit, keep on going and keep building, and then it's just blow up. And nothing gets handled, nothing gets solved, nobody understands the other person, nothing works out. No, we need to talk about it, we need to work it out right now.
But I'll say, Malisha knows this about me as a person. I'm a blunt individual. I don't like hints, I don't like riddles, I don't like none of that shit.
Yeah.
If we have a problem, you need to fucking tell me, otherwise I'm not aware of the motherfucking problem. I think it's great. Deadass. Like, there have been several situations in high school.
Someone will be like, I don't like Devin. Does Devin know?
Devin don't know. Devin over here don't get
Devin. If you ain't said it to Devin, if you said, Devin, I do not like you, Devin thinks that y'all are best friends.
It's not even that we best friends. I don't give a fuck.
Right.
Here's
the thing. You don't like me. People have told me to my face they don't like me, and it's literally just been blink, 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 blink. If we're not close, it's literally just been blink, blink. Okay.
People don't have
Do you want to share why? Right. Just for your sake?
Right. I don't give a fuck. Right. I don't care about you that much. Like, I'm that person. Yeah. But if we're in like a romantic relationship and something happens, let's talk about it right now.
Yeah.
Let's get this handled. Nah, or, you know, if you want to take a little break, like in my head, but I ain't told you, like we should probably revisit this in like 3 hours. Otherwise, I'm going to feel some type of way. Then we got to talk about it more. Because now I'm like, you don't like me. Like I made 7 scenarios. Send help.
Yeah.
Like the elephant in the
room. I'm about to say, my boyfriend will tell you. Because he's one of those people who needs to step away from it. Because he gets so riled up that like he has to come back down and think about it. But sometimes, as I found in niggas, no offense, y'all be taking a minute. So like, y'all go think about it. And now I'm mad all day and sad. Yeah. Your ass over there playing P5. No, you need to be mad too. The fuck?
and that
drives me.
That's something that I have to work on. It's like when someone tells me I need a minute, and they minute turn into 4, 5, 6 hours, I'm about to ruin your day.
That's too many minutes because you don't care.
Now I'm about to ruin you. Now I'm about to text you. So you're not going to talk to me?
Here's how my process works. Okay,
that's why I just put your clothes in the washing machine with bleach, bitch.
It escalated. So,
how did we get here?
Yeah, so my thought process is...
Fucking pay attention to me.
Right. So
I don't have to throw a temper tantrum.
I'm that type of person, and I swear I'm working on it. It's gotten better, I think. I don't know. I'm going to conduct a survey later. Anyway.
Like, don't ignore me.
We got to an argument. You know, okay, so I'm the type of person who's like, it depends on whose fault it was. Whether in reality whose fault it was or my perceived fault, it depends on whose fault it was. If it's mine, I'm gonna try to squash it right there. Like, oh shit, I did something wrong, let's talk about it. If it's yours and you're like, I need some time, no, the fuck you don't. Stand your ground. You did this shit to me. I'm about to be mad.
And that's what I hate when they do something to you and try to run off like you did something.
Right. And then it's like, I'm gonna be mad for the rest of the day and you're just gonna go on your merry way? Absolutely the fuck not. I'm about to pull up and ruin everybody's life. Now everybody's angry and we feel the same way. You want to fix it?
I think about all the times in the past that I pulled up at places.
You pulled up, we pulled up, I pulled up. It's a pull up situation.
They're like, oh, so you just gonna hang up on me? You just gonna
right?
Now I'm in the basketball, hair tied, pajamas on at the basketball court. Like, what's good?
It's too much.
Right.
It's too. Hey,
ain't that your girlfriend right there?
And then
how many times has somebody said that to me? I'm here, bitch.
How many times has somebody said that?
You thought you were gonna hang up on me? Okay.
Here's the thing.
Hang up this whole basketball game. This whole shit is done.
How many times the fucked up part is, how many times has somebody said that to you, but also I'm there? So it's like, ain't that your girlfriend and her best friend? The fuck? And literally every reaction.
Just in case you wanted to get froggy, bitch, I barred back up.
Every reaction has been like, guys are like, y'all be in a template because y'all be like, oh shit, like it's in the back of y'all mind, and then we bring it to the front and y'all be like, fuck. It's like,
yeah,
this ain't going away. Hi. Wait, I'm here too.
I will solve the problem myself. Look,
see, but like, then my scary ass is also a hopeless romantic, so like, you break some shit and you know you broke some shit, I need you to like come with the full forces of romance, but I ain't told you shit about how to fix it. You should know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Once you're in a relationship, that's how you get the...
That's what I'm saying. You should know how to make me feel better.
Yeah.
And, like, do the little shit that I like, so now I'm not mad at your ass no more. Platonic relationships, though, you gotta tell me that shit. Because unless we're super close, I don't like Devin. Did you tell Devin? Because Devin don't give a fuck. Malisha has been in those situations. She's like, did you tell Devin?
Right, I was like, I don't think Devin knows.
Devin don't care. Devin over there.
I mean, I don't think she cares either. She don't know.
Right. But I'm saying, there was a big ass situation in high school. I don't like Devin. And then Belisha, does Devin know?
Yeah, because I don't think Devin knew that.
And then she told me, and I was like, you want to go get some food? Because I don't give a fuck. We good?
Right.
You good? You ain't talking to me no more? Cool.
All right, next question. When is it most important for you to hear I love you?
When I'm sad.
That's like most important.
Oh wait, that's not most.
Most important? I don't know if there's like a most important time.
Yeah.
I'm about to say it's not. It's relative.
I guess it feels better when you sad.
See. You need that reassurance.
Yeah, reassurance. Yeah.
Yeah. Because
that's part of people's love language too. Like,
you need that support.
Words of affirmation.
Words of affirmation. Yes, I need that support. Like if I'm sad,
that's my love language. I need it.
And see, I'm not really like, I don't care about words.
And we've had this conversation because one of the older episodes, we did love languages.
We did.
And words of affirmation was pretty high on yours.
It was right there with gifts. Because gifts is my
words of affirmation is my last one. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck about words. I don't care. Yeah. Like, words mean nothing to me. Like, my top two were
acts of service
and quality time.
Quality time, yeah.
Okay.
When people do things for me.
Yeah, I like that shit too.
That matters so much to me.
It does.
Like, because they thinking about you.
Yeah.
You ain't.
And, like, if people want to spend time with her. So, like, even if y'all just sitting there like staring at the wall.
If you play the video game while I read a book and we're just in the same room, bitch, I think you love me.
Yeah.
Like,
right, like, it ain't,
you
I think you love me.
With me while I read a book? Yes, you love me.
No, it ain't no, I think you love me. This nigga is over there, right? Y'all names in the book.
I'm together as husband and wife.
Like,
we're together. We're together forever.
She ain't reading the book no more. She looking at you with these starry ass eyes. Ain't paying attention. Write your name and her name. Like, yes. Wow. Y'all together.
What my last name? What's your last name sound like? Oh, my first name. Let's see. Okay, just because you're playing the video game in the room with me. You're not even speaking to me, but it's fine.
Right. Yeah. I like that shit too, though. Like,
yeah, that just company.
I'm in your space. Like,
the acts of service. Oh my god, because I'm such a busy person, and I'm not saying that other people aren't busy, but for me to have like be full time student, work full time, mm-hmm. have this business, like
all of the above.
When people are like, I begged you food, I cleaned your room, I did anything like that, I'm like. You want me to suck your dick,
probably. I appreciate it. No, I was just commenting on, like, the shit. Like, I appreciate it.
That was perfect timing. I'm so glad we just be talking sometimes. Bro, that was perfect. Anyways, I'm screaming.
Access service is like super important.
Yo, yeah. I started crying. That was funny.
Yeah, no, physical touch was right underneath that because physical touch is really important to me. Mm-hmm. If like, you don't want to touch me, you don't love me.
But here's the thing. It's important to her in romantic relationships, but also platonic relationships because she's
cuddly.
If you
want to give me a hug, we're not friends.
But she's cuddly as fuck. You be sitting on the couch next to her and for some reason she's like touching you with her arm and you're like, okay, bro. Or she'll like rub your arm like, nigga. Yeah.
There's like pictures of me kissing Devin. Like,
it is. Like,
this is why they think we're lesbians.
Not on the lips, though.
I mean, nothing wrong with that. You know, like, I like that type of shit because, like, you know, family and shit was never a thing, like, for me growing up. So, like, having
people like that. My mom is very touchy. Like,
her mom is
kiss,
very
like,
touchy. Her family is very touchy.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. My sister.
I met her whole family and I have hugged every single one of them except maybe her brothers because they don't hug people
I liked how important physical touch was to me in the last person that I dated for like a little bit of period of time. They were very much like they wanted to have sex like maybe like once a month.
Yeah, and it really
like fucked up my idea about how they felt about me. Like
it did.
You don't find me attractive and you don't like me.
Because you're not touching me.
I was literally like
they didn't touch you. Just
I was like going through it. Like
they
I was
you once a month.
He only wanted to have sex once a month.
But even like, outside of that, it wasn't really like
any affection.
It wasn't really like a lot of touch. Cause she's a very touchy person.
Yeah.
Like even if you just living your life and y'all sitting next to each other. Y'all
I want
to
hold your hand.
Legs touching.
I want like legs to touch.
She going to put her leg on you.
I will rant. I'm like, my mama knows. I'll be like, we'll be sitting and I'll just randomly be like this.
Yeah. She does that shit to me all the time. So like,
she's like, why are you on my face? Because I love your face.
Like, yeah. She does that shit all the time. So watching that dynamic was real interesting.
Yeah, it was very like, he was not a touchy person at all. Not a touchy person, not a sexual person. And so it was just very much like, I was constantly like, are you mad at me? Like, do you not like me?
Yeah, right.
So he's like, what is wrong with you?
So it depends. So for me, that goes back and forth with me. I like physical touch with people I'm close to.
Yeah.
So like in my romantic relationship, like I'm gonna touch you all the time. We gonna be, you know,
right here, like smacking each other,
we gonna be everywhere. Other, like yeah, I'm gonna, yeah. You playing video games? Oh, you in bed?
Right.
It's like, oh, we outside in the streets. Mm-hmm. Like, and that's just how I am. Yeah. Like I like
especially
to touch.
When that person's yours.
Like, exactly. Like I'm gonna constantly touch you. I like how you feel against me. Lay here. Yeah. Just lay. Like, he used to fall asleep on my stomach. He used to love that shit. Uncomfortable as fuck.
Yeah.
But be stuck for hours because I'm so happy.
Yeah.
But no, buy me a gift. And it, if it if that gift
and
is
that took me a minute to learn that about you.
Who?
About how your love language. Your her love language is gifts, receiving gifts.
She likes gifts. But here's the thing: gifts. If that shit's thoughtful as fuck, I'ma probably cry.
Yeah, I mean,
the fuck is good.
That's a good thing. Might have had a stroke.
Who the fuck?
They seen all this pizza coming. They like, oh no.
I know that's an ambulance.
There's an artery.
Who the fuck?
The arteries. Nigga, the arteries got clogged up. Uh-oh. Nigga, they had a stroke over there.
Oh, hold on, wait. Are they in my car? Can I get out?
Oh my god.
Oh. Uh oh. They coming in
this door. Mm-hmm. I was just
wondering. I was like, did somebody knock? Somebody in
distress.
Did we scream? Who screamed?
But, no. Sorry, y'all. There's an ambulance outside. That's but,
Did it take you all to learn that about me?
It did, because, you know, I never bought gifts.
No.
I, like, never bought birthday gifts, Christmas gifts, none of that. Nope. And finally, I realized, like, I should probably buy Devin gifts for shit like that. Because, like, it matters to her. Yeah,
it did. Because yeah. I used to... It. Now that you say it, I'd be like... I don't think she fucks with me like that.
Like,
no, I'd be like, I don't think she fucks with me like that.
But
so these gifts
like,
be stuff that you use or just a gift, it don't matter.
Here's the thing. It has to, so my love language is very specific. Like I like to receive things, but you get extra ass bonus points and you're basically stuck with me for life if you listen to the shit I say and then get me shit that matches that.
Yeah.
Like if you're like, oh, I know Devin likes this and be random ass shit and you think about me, you buy it and you give it to me.
That's what I was talking about earlier.
Like, lock the fuck in.
Knowing about a person and paying attention to what they say.
Yeah, lock the fuck in.
What did I get you for your birthday?
That rhinestone. Oh, that rhinestone driving steering wheel cover? Yes. Love that shit. Like, I use it all the time. I look at it every time I get in my car, and I feel special. Okay?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm a motherfucking Leo. Like,
right.
Hello.
But no, but I was like, and... I, like, appreciate the gifts you give me, even though, like, I really could not care.
I'm about to say, she don't give a fuck. Mm-hmm. But, like, yeah.
I'm like, you know, you got me a gift. I mean, I love gifts. I mean, I think most people love gifts. Thing, but it's like, if you
I've had to learn, like...
I don't assume that you love me if you buy me a gift. I'm like...
No, yeah. I've had to learn that with her, like, her love language starts with, can you do me a favor?
If you do me a favor, you fucking love me.
Like that's
people
how,
just do not understand like how much I
I've learned that shit.
Someone doing something for me.
I've learned that shit because it's always been will you do
genuinely,
me a favor?
Not no, just
yeah, no, no, no.
Trying to get
it's genuine as fuck because especially with us because she'd be like, well, it's got to the point now. She'd be like, do me a favor, like, bitch. Ask the question.
Shout out to Jerome who is not here.
Take with her
because that motherfucker figured out my love language really quick. That's why he's my best guy friend because honey. When we was in New York and I told he needed to borrow my car, he called me and he said, hey, I just want to let you know I cleaned your whole car up. He said, no, I put the change in the thing so you got to vacuum it. I'm not vacuuming it, but I did get all the trash out. And I'm like, you're fucking phenomenal. You're the best human being on the planet. Like, I just don't understand why I didn't get you.
Hey.
Like,
I'm
wonderful.
About to say, a little shit.
Wonderful.
Not I helped you with that trash. I mean, little shit like that. Like, no.
Come and he was like, gonna go get my tags. He was like, yeah, he was like, I'm gonna get your, he's like, I'm gonna see if I can get your tags from the DMV. I was like, fucking right, yes. Shit, because I've been waiting 2 years to do that shit.
See?
Damn. Don't tell. I'm going to jail. Okay.
Not good.
Don't tell anyone. Everybody, that's a secret between all of us listeners.
I'm about to say, don't nobody snitch on this episode because we know where you are. Not really.
But
love languages, figure it out, y'all, because that
love
shit
languages are so important.
Definitely matters.
So important.
Definitely matters.
So important.
We are 5 minutes away from this cutting us off, so I really want to do this last question, but also,
do it.
You don't really have the time.
Yes, we do.
No, we only have 5 minutes before.
Why don't we let? Why don't we answer it real quick and then let the listeners answer it on social?
Okay. Do women or men have it easier in our culture? Have you ever wished you were another gender?
See, I don't know if we can
question.
Answer that in 5 minutes.
Nah, hell nah, it's deep.
Yeah.
Save that for the next episode.
I'm about to say, let's answer that.
Y'all can answer that on social media. But okay, 5 minutes though. That's all we got. So, James, do you want to tell these people how to follow you? Where can they find you?
You can find me on... Oh, shit. I hope that wasn't too much. You can find me on Facebook. It's LaJames Reed. And also, let me tell them about the music. I do music, too. I'm an artist. I just dropped the album called Lose to Learn. And it's kind of like going over some of the stuff we talked about a little bit. You know, losing to learn. You got to lose to learn. You got to learn. You know what I'm saying? In life. And you ain't gonna win unless you lose. Bam.
I like it.
Yeah, yeah.
So you don't have Instagram?
LeJames Reed on... hold on, I'm about to get to it. LeJames Reed on Facebook. On Instagram, it's Neptune City. That's NEPTUNE _ SITY. Neptune City. And that's all over any music instrument or things, whatever. Outlets. Apple Music, whatever. Neptune City. Go listen to it. Thank you.
All right. Real quick, we're going to talk about Erotic Spaces Live. So, like, we just passed on the 15th. We dropped episode 2 with Deja. Mm-hmm. I Love Joe's remix. So, January 15th, we'll be dropping the 3rd episode. And then in February, we'll drop the last one. And then y'all will be ready. February 26th, 8 to 11, Erotic Spaces Live. Right here in Louisville, Kentucky. We're going to drop the Eventbrite for tickets. Probably in the next couple of weeks.
Grown and sexy time.
If you want to see the episodes, make sure that you become a patron of our Patreon. There are different tiers that range from $5 to $25. So please, please, please sign up and do that. It's going to be great. It's going to be wonderful. We also need vendors. We have a vendor sale going on right now until January 15th. Usually the vendor fee is $45, but right now we got it going for $30. First come, first serve. First 5 people to sign up. All right. You get complimentary beverages at the event. 2 people get into the event for free. Whatever you sell, you keep. Okay. Your profit is yours. You ain't got to break me off for nothing. Okay.
Deal.
So, like I said, be sure that y'all are ready. Erotic Spaces is going to be something like this city has never seen.
Yay. It's going to be grown. It's gonna be sexy.
It's gonna be all the above.
It's gonna be real erotic. Sexy. You get to meet the performers in person. You get to meet us in person.
Yes.
Okay. Cardi B noise. Okay.
But that's all we have. So thank you for tuning in, and we'll see y'all next week. Bye.
Peace.